happen to own a piece, let's say, a piece of Manhattan, by the very growth of the economy, the value of that land, because of the wealth of the United States and the concentration of people there, becomes more and more valuable. So if you happen to own a piece of land, which you did not produce by your labor, because that's not how land arrives there, and which you just have a legal title to, you can keep getting bigger and bigger rents and get a bigger and bigger cut of the output. So the idea was, this is making people who happen to have a legal title fantastically rich at the expense of everybody else, and they're not doing anything, they're just sitting there. And to take the next extreme step, if something unfortunate were to happen to them, heaven forbid, and they were to be hit by a large truck while crossing the street, we would lose them, but we wouldn't lose the land, would we? We don't need them, we need the land. And so we ought to tax the rising rent. They get some basic amount, but as it goes up, for reasons that have nothing to do with them, and have nothing to do with the quality of the land that they are improving, the society takes that money back for its general use. Sure, that's a reasonable idea. Here's another one. Every year, the Merrill Lynch Corporation, together with another private corporation called Capgemini, you can look them up on Google if you like, do a measurement of what are called high net worth individuals, HNWI. If you've never heard that before, it's because you're not one of them. High net worth individual is defined as follows. That you possess, as an individual, at least $1 million in your portfolio of stocks and bonds. Doesn't count your home, doesn't count your car, your personal possessions, whatever they are. It says you are a high net worth individual if you have at least $1 million or more dollars in your stock and bond portfolio. It also measures something called ultra high net worth individuals, and that is if you have $30 million or more, okay? So now that Merrill Lynch and, why did Merrill Lynch and Capgemini measure this? Because those are the best customers they can get. They want to know who these people are and exactly what their situation is to get them as clients because they have something to be interesting about. Okay, so they measure them. That's very useful for us. And they measure them in each country. And here's the latest statistic here in the United States. You ready? They asked how many Americans are high net worth individuals. You'll be happy to know it's in the neighborhood of 3 million. A little less than 1% of the population. It's that 1%. They're a high net worth individual. Now we know. That's exactly what it is they have. Now, how much do they own together? They measure that. That's very useful. Turns out it's in the neighborhood of 14 or 15 trillion with a T. Okay, I'm an economist. I make the following calculation. Let's suppose that we assess these people 10% of their net worth. We don't touch their house. We don't touch their income. We do not touch their personal possessions. All we do is say you must pay, as your contribution to the crisis America is in, 10% of your portfolio, leaving you with 90% of your million or more. That would yield the government $1.5 trillion, which is more than the entire deficit of the United States this year. It would allow the government to take the money, use it to do more spending to boost the economy, and not increase the national debt by a nickel. In one fell swoop, you can boost the economy, and you do not increase the national debt. So when someone says to you, we have a terrible national debt, what can we do? The answer is simple. Go, as Kip says, go look where the money is, and go get it. Yeah. Because it's there, and it can solve the problem without impoverishing this country, without cutting back social programs or bankrupting our cities and states. There's no economic problem here. It is a political problem of maintaining a system against all the damage it does, and it does not want to pay for. If we permit that to happen, I don't mean the left, I mean the American people, shame on us. Right. Well,